Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting the opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Do you have any children living with you and attending grades from kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yes.
All right. Would you mind sharing how many?
Four.
Four? All right. What is your age?
41.
41. All right. How would you describe your gender?
Male.
How would you describe your race?
White.
What grades are your children currently in?
9, 7, 5th, and kindergarten.
In kindergarten, all right, perfect. So which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? Would you say like a public school run by a school district, a public charter
yep.
school?
Public school. Public
all right.
First one, public school.
All right. So you mentioned you had a child in kindergarten, so the following several questions will be about this child's school. So first, which of the following best describes the school where your kindergarten child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic, private, or independent? Mm-hmm.
The first one, public school.
The first one? All right. Yes. When it comes to your kindergarten child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, is your kindergarten child reading at the level expected for the students in their age group?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. How has your kindergarten's child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
I don't know.
All right.
My wife would have.
Oh, all right. No worries. What information do you use to understand your kindergarten's child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say like English, language arts, MCAS, conversations?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the beginning.
Oh, all right. So what information do you use to understand your kindergarten's child's progress in reading and writing? And you can select all that apply. And the first one is English, language arts, MCAS, conversations with my child, literacy screeners, information from my child's teacher, grades/report cards, or parent-teacher conferences, or some other way?
Conversations with my child, the report cards, conversations with the teacher, and parent-teacher conferences.
All right, perfect. So do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my kindergarten child's reading progress this year from their school.
Agree.
All right, would you like strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Does your kindergarten's child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? And you can select all that apply. One-on-one instruction from a specialist, small group instruction, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, access to an outside specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading, or something else?
They do all those things.
All those things? All right. Perfect. That'd be all those things, all right. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your kindergarten's child's reading progress? For example, like hired a tutor or enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, etc.?
Not for that child.
All right. When your kindergarten's child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following would you say best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence. They sound out the letters in the word and try to say them together to make a word, or neither of these approaches?
Sound it out.
Sound it out. All right. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your kindergarten child to read? Would you say they've been like very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not effective at all?
Very effective.
Do you know what curriculum is used in your kindergarten's child's school for reading or English language arts classes? And by curriculum, we mean like the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes that school uses to teach a specific subject?
I don't know.
All right, no worries. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? So I'm kind of going to read you like a short list of kind of methods. And if you could tell me if you're like very familiar with these, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar. And the first one is phonics.
I'm sorry, what?
Phonics.
I couldn't hear. Phonics?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat familiar.
Sound it out.
Very familiar.
Three queuing or queuing.
Somewhat familiar.
Guessing from context.
Familiar.
Would that be like very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar.
No worries. Very familiar. All right. What about whole language?
Not very familiar.
All right.
I'm not sure what the context is or the descriptor.
Okay. All right. What about sight word lists or flashcards?
Very familiar.
Textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell?
I don't know. They have textbooks. I don't know that particular author or brand.
Oh, all right. No worries. So would you say you're like not at all familiar or maybe not too familiar?
With that particular brand, not at all familiar.
All right. And what about reading recovery?
That's another brand or series, I'm guessing.
If you don't know it, it's totally fine at all. No worries. So would you say you're not at all familiar?
Not at all.
All right, no worries. So from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? And the options would be like phonics, meaning sounding out words, or cueing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both.
So probably a combination of sounded out and cueing.
All right. So research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, doesn't necessarily effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. So knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I guess, what was the one, other than not at all concerned, what was the one just before that?
It's not too concerned.
Not too concerned.
All right. So how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? Would you say you've heard deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
Fair amount.
All right. So would you mind, sharing what you may have heard about students falling behind on reading?
I don't really know how to quantify it. I know MCAS scores are down relative to what they were prior to the whole COVID thing. I know they're coming back up, but I don't remember now if they've returned to the prior level or if they're still trending up. I know they're improving, but I know the kids took a pretty good hit on all the quarantine stuff.
All right. Perfect. That was a really good answer. Thank you so much. So the next one is, as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. So knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Somewhat.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I don't know.
All right, no worries. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum material that are proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
No.
All right, so would that be like a maybe probably no or a definitely no?
Definitely no as far as being required to do so. Teachers need, I'm a high school teacher, I'm a little bit biased on that type of question where I want the autonomy to be able to create my own curriculum based on what my current students need or find effective. There's no one size fits all for all the kids.
All right.
So if you were to bind all teachers, you must use this particular thing, that absolutely will not work for all the kids. I'm a very strong opinion that the teachers need the autonomy to have the ability to tailor their particular classroom to their particular students.
All right. So who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Would you say like school administration, state education officials, parents, schools, school districts, or teachers? You can select all that apply.
Parents, teachers, and districts.
Parents, teachers, and school districts. All right. So does your kindergarten child have dyslexia?
No.
All right. Does your kindergarten child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
All right. Does your kindergarten child receive, like, services for English language learners, sometimes called an ELL?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your kindergarten child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
No.
So now we just have, like, the last kind of few questions. They're just strictly for statistical purposes. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
All right. Any others or just English?
Just English.
All right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
That I completed?
Trade school.
Trade school.
All right. Trade? Okay, sorry. So would that be maybe like a postgraduate courses, or what, under what category would that fall under?
I'm not sure, actually. It was supposed to be through high school, but I didn't get started on it until my senior year, so I stayed on until after I graduated high school.
All right, no worries.
I just call it high school.
Oh, okay, just high school graduate. Okay, I was thinking on maybe calling it like some college, but less than 2 years of college, but I wasn't sure if that's kind of, but all right, so you said high school graduate, would that be it?
Just leave it in high school.
All right, so last year, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? And I can give you kind of like a range, or you can just ballpark it if you would like.
It was about 130.
130, all right. So finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
01569.
01569, all right. So sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview, and we would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose, but your response to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. So would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Sure.
All right. Would you like to participate in future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts in your community? Participants who take part in this focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
Sure.
All right. So for kind of this one, I kind of have to like kind of put you on a kind of sort of list. So would you mind sharing your first name?
Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
All right. And would you mind sharing your last name?
Tierney, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you so much. I wasn't sure how I was going to spell that, but thank you. What is the best phone number to reach you?
757-450-2343.
All right. What is the best email address to reach you?
rtierney83@yahoo.com.
Okay. That'll be
rtierney83.
83@yahoo.com, right? Yahoo.com?
Yep.
All right. So rtierney83@yahoo.com.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Would you prefer to be contacted by text, message, or email?
Text.
All right. Perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. And have a really good day.
Well, thanks. You too.
All right. Have a good day. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.